Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, everybody, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You are listening to Today in the 10. Vince Tropea here with your Coffee Time interview, and we're in studio with some amazing local musicians here to talk about a really cool monthly event that's coming up. Rain Lesher and Adam Kirkpatrick, both have been on the show a number of times, are back to talk about the Stage Presence open mic performances. It's kind of like a hybrid of a structured night of performances mixed with open mic. There's going to be music, comedy, anything that folks have to offer within reason. It's going to be going on to the Culture Loft above the Lander Bar. Starting, what's the date next week? The 15th?
15th, yes.
November 15th will be the first one. But before we talk about how Stage Presence got started and what folks can expect from it, how's everybody doing this morning?
Doing great, Vince. Thank you.
Rain, thanks for coming in.
Well, Vince, you know, I'm floating on a cloud of utter happiness and a sky of wonderment and jollyful nature.
Adam Kirkpatrick, everybody. That is the best answer I've ever had to how are you doing this morning. I don't see the clouds that you mentioned, but you do look effervescent. As always, we were just saying before the interview, you're the looks here. Sorry, Rain, but Adam's the face for this radio interview.
Adam always has more pleasant things to say than I do.
I don't believe it. But what I do believe is that this Stage Presence performance night is going to be really cool, unique, and awesome. If one of you, both of you, just kind of give us some background information about how this whole thing started.
I'm going to let Adam start with that, since he kind of headlined the previous Unplugged night.
Please.
So, Adam.
No, so really the credit for this needs to go back to Joe and Amara Lefevre, and because they started Lander Unplugged.
Right, right. That was at the Bake Shop for a while.
Yeah, for years. And that was their baby, and they created this atmosphere of a lot of attentiveness to the show, and they curated performers to come up and built that that community, the foundation of it, that really started it. Now there was a little lapse because of COVID, and then there was, you know, they changed some careers and busyness, right? And there was a year or two where for a multitude of reasons it didn't happen. And then Angie from the Bake Shop asked if I would be interested in starting it up again. So with Amara's permission or gracious allowance, we started the Lander Unplugged umbrella open mic again at the Bake Shop. And that was great. We did it last year. And fortunately, Rain offered to do a new thing. She's much better at this stuff than I am. and kind of discussed maybe changing the branding of it a little bit, since it's going to be in a new location at the Coulter Loft above the Lander Bar. And it's a new idea, an evolution of it. And hence, Rain came up with the Stage Presence name. And starting at a new level, thanks to the foundations that were built by Joe and Amara and all of the people who were part of that community that participated in the Lander Unplugged open mic.
So Lander Unplugged is where the kind of seeds were planted for this. It's kind of continuation of that we kind of mentioned before the interview started. They may still be bringing that name back, that banner back in some capacity for some event at some point. But for right now, the general idea of that and the spirit of that's continuing with Stage Presence.
Right. And the thing that's going to separate this from a lot of other open mics is going to be that it's a level above, because it's only once a month. You have to sign up to do it. And the idea is you're going to come with very prepared content, whether it's music, comedy, spoken word, whatever your artistic format is, but you're bringing your best, you know, and you're really having an opportunity to perform it for an audience that is going to be captivated by what you're doing. They're there to listen.
They're there for the show.
Yeah, it's not like playing at a bar where you're often just background music or part of the ambiance. This entire thing is to promote what the individual artists are doing, and so it is a unique experience for a performer to be able to do that, and it's going to be good.
And I think that's a good way to clarify, too, because some people hear the open mic term and they're like, oh, this is going to be amateur hour. And if you know anything about any of the performers and any of the musicians that we were kind of talking about before the interview who performed at Lanier Unplugged, who perform here in Fremont County and across the state, it's going to be a good group of people.
It is. I will also say, though, that this is not going to be exclusionary to people who are trying to get into a certain artistic medium for the first time. In fact, this is the kind of event that's very welcoming to someone who is just learning how to play and sing or try comedy out, right? It's not about having achieved a certain skill, but it is about taking what you're doing seriously enough to put a lot of effort into it and then having a 15-minute block where the stage is yours and you get to do with it what you will. That's a unique opportunity that's not offered a lot of places, and it's going to be something special.
And just for anyone who is in that kind of beginning stages of whatever art they're performing in, this is going to be a good crowd. This is going to be a great crowd of welcoming people who know that there's different evolutions of skill level, and that's a kind of a safer place to be trying it out the first time rather than potentially, like you said, at a open mic bar scenario where you might have people who aren't there for the show that are going to be heckling or doing any of those kinds of things. This is going to be a good toe dip in the water.
Yeah, it's going to be a supportive environment, and it's going to be a fun environment, and it's going to be an interesting and creative environment. So it's going to check a lot of really cool boxes that you don't necessarily get in a lot of places.
100%. Now, Rain, so this is going to be kind of your baby. Adam gave us the background information about how it got started, but tell us some things that you're excited about with this, and maybe tease a little bit about who's going to be performing next week.
Well, yeah. So my idea for this was, I feel like we have a lot of performing artists in this town, and we just don't have anywhere consistent for people to perform. And so I wanted to bring back Lander Unplugged, and then I talked to Adam, and I talked to Amara, and I said, let's rebrand this. Let's make it something new. Mm-hmm. So my vision is to create not just music, not just solo musicians or bands, but also poetry, theater, monologues, and comedy, and you know, maybe someday, maybe this summer, we can move it to Lander City Park for an event or two and have dance.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, I just want to have, just all, represent all the performing arts in Lander, since there's just so much talent in this community. Not just Lander, Riverton, and possibly bring in people from around the state, because I want this to be really focused on Wyoming talent.
It takes place in Lander, but don't let that inhibit you from reaching out to perform potentially.
Yes, this is not just an exclusive Lander Unplugged event. It's a Wyoming talent showcase.
If people are interested in reaching out about that, what's the you guys have a social media page or website or anything like that?
Right now I've got Facebook. It's just Stage Presence. I do have an email, stagepresence.lander@yahoo. I'm going to get a website, going to have a sign up sheet so it makes it easier for people. But right now, most people are just contacting me personally or through Facebook Messenger.
Gotcha. And as Adam mentioned too, this is open mic kind of style, but it's not open mic where you show up that night and you will automatically get on stage. So
reach
out beforehand to get a slot.
Yes. And I was just overwhelmed by the people, just like within 36 hours, I had November filled, and it's been a little over a week, and now I have December pretty much filled. So, and we're doing this once a month, every second Wednesday.
Very cool. And what time does it start? Is there a good time for people to show up in advance?
We want to start 6 o'clock. Culture Loft is graciously offered to host, and they are going to open at 5, so you can show up early, get a table, order some food, order some drinks, hang out, chat with your friends. The event's pretty much going to run like 6 to 8.
Okay.
Sometimes if I have a group, more than just solo musicians, I may extend their time a little longer because as a musician myself, it takes a lot to set up,
a
full band just to play for 15 minutes. So I want to give those people just a little more space.
Give them that stage time and that practice and everything. I'm going to be excited to be doing stand-up for it and potentially hosting some of the nights.
Yes, Vince has graciously offered to host, and I'm super thrilled.
No, I demand it. I think that's what we decided. I demanded it as soon as I saw you guys come in. No, I do appreciate the offer, and I'm excited to do it. I'm excited to have another outlet to be doing stand-up comedy as well. And if any of our listeners do stand-up, poetry, or music, reach out to Stage Presence Facebook page, or you can even email me, vince@county10.com, and I'll pass the info along to Rain. I did ask earlier, though, too, just because I do know there are a lot of fans of local musicians and performers, who's going to be at the first one? Can we kind of tease that,
Absolutely.
Or are we saving that?
No, of course. Well, Adam is going to be a performer. Yourself. Sarah Riley is going to do some spoken word. Erica Flom, Chris Flom, no relation. Amara and Joe and Pushroot, I believe the whole band is going to be there.
Nice.
Next, Preston Beasley from Riverton is going to be there. The infamous Tom Brady will be there.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Excellent. Musician, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's why I recognize him.
We're not having a motivational speaker, Tom Brady, the football player. We are having the famous, I was at Woodstock, Tom Brady musician.
We should have a night of only people with famous people names. So Tom Brady, Ron Howard, and then just book it as this big thing and have people show up. Kind of disappointed first, and then be excited about what they're getting.
I knew a Johnny Walker once. He's in Las Vegas now. But
get him on. Yeah. What
I don't think Johnny does Johnny anything.
I remember him from back in the day too. But that's just awesome that you guys are doing this and that you're opening it up to not just people in Lander. Like you said, that we got a Riverton musician coming in for this one, and bands will be playing at this event. Was there anything else? We do have a treat today. Adam Kirkpatrick is going to be performing a song, which you'll kind of another teaser for what you'll get to hear going into the show of a Stage Presence show on November 15th next week. But was there anything else that you think listeners and eventual readers might want to know about Stage Presence or reaching out?
No, I really hope that the Lander community supports this event and comes out. I know it was a lot easier in the bake shop because it was right there on Main Street, and you might be driving by and be like, oh, what's going on in there? Let me stop. But I think the Culture Loft is going to be a great setting. It's really a beautiful space. It's relaxed. You know, you can order some food and some drinks, and it's going to be a real nice environment to have some local entertainment once a month.
So go do the darn thing. Show up to Stage Presence, the first one on November 15th. Culture Loft, doors open at 5 o'clock. Get some food, get some drinks. The show should start around 6 o'clock and go till about 8 o'clock. Very cool. So we're going to go ahead and give Mr. Kirkpatrick here the opportunity to play us a tune. Adam, what's the name of the song you're playing?
I have no idea. What do you want to hear?
What do I want to hear?
Yeah.
What is one of the newest songs that you've written that you're excited to take to a new place? So like one that's kind of like in the beginning stage or maybe the middle stage.
Oh, I have. Okay. Yeah. I got some songs. I got some weird songs. I'll play some weird stuff. How's that?
Perfect.
Let's
hear it.
All right. So I'm going to play you one that's not super new, but I am excited about it still because it's an actual living Wyoming folk hero song. And a lot of people are going to know this gentleman. You may have bought some stoneware from him on the road between here and Muddy Gap, or you may have bought something else from him, and it may have gotten him in some trouble, and that's what I wrote this song about. But this song is called Munking Bird.
High on the plains where the pronghorn is king and the angels seldom roam. Lives a man with a curse upon his hands and a name what everybody knows. He is a master of wheel and clay, but if you put a couple dollars in his palm, he will deal you a five card straight and take you down below to meet your god. He's the mocking bird of Jeffrey City, everybody knows his game. The mocking bird of Jeffrey City, Byron is his name. Many a mile will be idled away behind the wheel on these Wyoming roads, but the monkeying bird will help you cast your many stones. He'll spin your cup and carve your canyon colors bright. He'll glaze a song so sweet to guide you through the night. Monkeying bird of Jeffrey City, everybody knows his game. The monkeying bird of Jeffrey City, Byron is his name. He lives beyond the shadow's boundary, long and dark. He sells his wares, it's true, but he don't cause no harm. But Johnny Law don't like his free and wild ways. They clipped his wings and locked old Byron in a cage. He's the monkeying bird of Jeffrey City, everybody knows his game. The monkeying bird of Jeffrey City, Byron is his name. On the plains upon the snow, where the winds forever blow, lives a man what people know, lost his mind to save his soul. I say let old Byron go. Let him go, let him go. I say let old Byron go. He's a mocking bird of Jeffrey City, everybody knows his game. The monkeying bird of Jeffrey City, Byron is his name. Let him go, let him go. I said let old Byron go. He's a monkeying bird of Jeffrey City, Byron is his name.
Oh, monkeying bird.
That was amazing, Adam. I appreciate you playing that for us. Like I said, the Mad Potter of Jeffrey City deserves a ballad such as that.
Oh, man.
If you had time to play another one, we would be more than happy to have you play another tune for us. Or Rain, did you want to do anything, or is it just Adam today?
I will play you a new one that I'm excited about.
Down the street in a golden suit, leaking $100 bills. Past a hungry man with hungry eyes for booze and weed and pills. They both got their proclivities that seek to see them through. Castaways and criminals will do what they will do. The virtuous are hiding out in Midwest rural homes, crucifying Jesus from the comfort of their phones. They all salute the troops and they play for the right team. But dropping third world bombs is the American dream. Ooh, ooh, I saw the sign. Foaming at the mouth is the end times. Morale is down and talk is cheap, but the stocks are up again. There's a woman on the internet who wants to be your friend. The dopamine is ravenous and dripping from your lips. Hunger's in your blood, boy, you've got to get your fix. Ooh, it's foaming at the mouth. It's hiding in the shadows and it's come to hunt you down. Grandma's in the kitchen getting high on cable news, bitching about the immigrants, the weather, and the Jews. And my father's father's father was a farmer and a slave. His bones are surely shuddering and rolling in his grave. And the kids are all on Adderall to tolerate existence, ripping off the moments now by days and months and inches. Mom and dad are raging at the dying of the light as they fall asleep in different beds just trying not to fight. And the sky is crying for the dreams been stole. The ocean is hungry and dying all alone. And the earth is shuddering a mournful sound. The bones of our ancestors are raising from the ground. I saw the sign foaming at the mouth, it's the end times. I said, ooh, I saw the sign foaming at the mouth, it's the end times, it's the end times, it's the end in time, it's the end time, it's the end time, it's the end times.
Wow. A little cheery morning tune for you there.
Well, everybody, that was Adam Kirkpatrick playing two tunes for us. It's kind of a teaser for the stage presence performance. Once again, that'll be going on November 15th in the Coulter Loft above the Lander Bar, starting at 6 o'clock. Doors open at 5. Show up early, get some food, get some drinks. Rain, Adam, thanks for coming in today. We do appreciate it. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back more today in the tent after a quick word from our sponsors.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.